This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, March 5th. It will be sunny and a bit warm today with a high of 82. The low tonight will drop to 55. Here are today's headlines. An energy company based in Minnesota is facing blame for the largest wildfire in Texas history and has been sued by a Texas Panhandle resident. In the lawsuit filed Friday, attorneys for Hemphill County resident Melanie McQuitty say a wooden utility pole located about a mile north of Stinnett in Hutchinson County broke and fell February 26th, igniting the Smokehouse Creek wildfire. The wooden utility pole is allegedly owned and operated by Southwestern Public Service Company, a subsidiary of Xcel Energy, a publicly traded company based in Minnesota, according to the suit. The suit argued that gross negligence from the two companies, along with a third, Osmos Utility Services, that was hired to inspect and report on the utility poles, caused the fire. The plaintiff is seeking compensation for damage to real and personal property damage caused by the wildfire. As of 7:30 p.m. Sunday, the blaze, dubbed the Smokehouse Creek Fire, was estimated to be more than 1 million acres and 15% contained. At least two people have died in the wildfire, the largest in Texas history and one of the biggest in U.S. history. Next, the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday temporarily halted a new Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants who enter the country illegally and set up another legal showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. Hours after the Justice Department asked the High Court to intervene, the court blocked the Texas immigration law from going into effect until next week. The High Court also requested a response from the state by Monday. The emergency request came after a federal appeals court over the weekend stayed U.S. District Judge David Ezra's sweeping rejection of the law, signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who for months has unveiled a series of escalating measures on the border that have tested the boundaries of how far a state can go to keep migrants from entering the country. The law was set to take effect Saturday, unless the Supreme Court intervened. The Justice Department told the court that the law would profoundly alter the status quo that has existed between the United States and the states in the context of immigration for almost 150 years. It went on to argue that the law would have significant and immediate adverse effects on the country's relationship with Mexico and create chaos in enforcing federal immigration laws in Texas. In other news, according to police, the body of a University of Texas at Dallas student reported missing in late February was found Saturday under DART rail tracks. Shortly after 7:30 a.m., Richardson officers located a man's body under the tracks near City Line Park. The man was later identified as 20-year-old Andrew Zhao Lee. He was a sophomore at the university in Richardson. Lee's official cause of death is pending toxicology results. He was reported missing on February 26th after being last seen 2 days prior. The investigation is ongoing. Texas educators should not be intimidated by the Attorney General's recent spate of lawsuits against school districts ahead of Tuesday's primary. That's according to a Monday email message to dozens of the state's largest districts. Texas School Alliance Director H.D. Chambers said educators are obligated to promote active citizenship and should not allow the suits to have a chilling effect. Attorney General Ken Paxton's office recently filed lawsuits against several area districts, including in Frisco, Denton, Castleberry, and Aledo. His office alleged school leaders violated election law by encouraging people to vote for specific candidates or policies. Paxton's moves came ahead of today's primary elections, in which Governor Greg Abbott and other Republican leaders are hoping to oust several House members who voted against voucher-like proposals last year. And how ready are you for the polls? The Texas primary election is today. The Dallas Morning News Voter Guide can help prepare you to cast your ballot. Check out the guide today at dallasnews.com/voterguide to compare candidates, get recommendations, and build your own ballot. Once again, that's dallasnews.com/voterguide. And thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.